We continue to receive field reports from local farmers concerning crop conditions, and the buzz down at the co-op is we could be seeing one of the best crops of corn in several years. Farmers in the Shenandoah Valley are generally speaking a conservative bunch, but we are hearing the phrase 200 bushel corn more and more often. Of course, local farmers are also aware that a hurricane could come along sometime during the month of September and lay that crop flat. But right now, there is a lot of hope for a bumper crop, and if there was ever a year farmers need a good crop, it's 2022. And local farmers market should be busy this weekend. It is National Farmers Market Week. What will you find at your local farmers market this weekend? Locally grown tomatoes, green beans, lima beans, pole beans, squash, cucumbers, lots of cucumbers, eggplant, onions, cabbage, blackberries, cantaloupe, watermelon, peaches, and sweet corn. All fresh from the field at your local farmers market this weekend. Well, Gary Crawford has the latest on food price inflation.
Yes, inflation in the overall U.S. economy in July was flat, zero inflation, with some products like gasoline dropping in price. And some analysts think this may be a clue that the very high inflation forces may be cooling down. Maybe we've reached the peak of inflation.
However, for food, we're still increasing at the same percentage rate each month.
At least 1% a month, and in July, almost 1.5%. USDA economist Matt McLaughlin says to be able to say food prices have peaked, he'd have to see monthly price hikes of 1% or less for at least a couple of months in a row.
And as of the July data, we have not seen that yet. So we're clearly not at the peak.
So shoppers may have to wait a bit longer for relief from rapidly rising food prices. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.